Hello, I'm David Nacht, chair of the Eurovision Sport Radio Group. And in this edition of our podcast, I want to introduce you to a meeting that takes place every year, bringing together the radio sport community from across Europe.
Not only you're getting knowledge and ideas.
You'll get to know your colleagues in different organizations, people doing your same job. You could learn a lot.
Sport on the radio challenges almost every aspect of the public service budget, whether we're talking about sports rights or the complex technical task of commentating from around the world.
You have a wonderful sports radio community, which is very powerful.
I think you'll be surprised about how positive a group it is and what a great experience it is for everybody.
Every year, EBU members from across Europe come together for 2 days, mostly to learn how we can all unite in overcoming some of our greatest challenges.
You're not alone in the world with your problems at events or your budgets.
It's a big relief to see that everybody's facing the same problems.
Hi, my name is Glenn Killane. I'm Deputy Director of Sport at EBU. We're at the EBU Brussels office together with the entire radio community from across the entire continent of Europe. And we've had very, very productive discussions around state of play with regard to rights across Europe, which is my primary focus at this point in time. But it's incredibly important that we have these moments where we bring the radio community together and we share our experiences, we share best practice, we share our challenges, and that the EBU shares what's happening with regard to the rights market and with regard to kind of technology, etc. So it's a hugely important opportunity for us to communicate with one another and to stay connected with each other.
As chair of the Radio Sport Group and someone who has attended the meeting for the last 10 years, I see its greatest value as a place where you can exchange informally, get to learn about best practices, get advice on issues you may be struggling with. And above all, you get to know radios and people who do the same thing you do. And as a result, you end up with an invaluable network across Europe and even beyond.
My name is Marcus Boger. I'm head of sports at Swedish Radio. And from yesterday, vice chair in the EBU Sport Group. I would say, of course, we have possibilities to exchange our knowledge and we have different ways. I mean, we have big companies like BBC and we have radio-only members like Swedish Radio. And of course, we have some projects that are interesting for others. And of course, other smaller or bigger radio stations or members have good examples of their work. So I will have some ideas to take home to Sweden.
Hello, I'm Pam Melbourne. I'm the vice chair of the EBU Radio Sports Group and I'm the assistant editor for planning BBC Radio Sport. The biggest success for me is always just meeting the wider radio sport community that we don't really get to be with that often. Because when you do see people, invariably it's on an event where we're all really busy and there's no time to sit down and talk. So this is actually the one moment in a year where we can all get together and share best practice, share problems and share ideas for solutions.
When you head up the Radio Sport Group, you're required to chair the various sessions that take place over the 2 days. We invite speakers from federations to share their plans for upcoming events, we hear from startups about their latest innovations, and we hear from broadcasters about their individual success stories. But overall, as chair, the best thing is looking out across the room at new and old faces from across our community.
My name is Lars Nielsen. I'm from Danish Broadcasting Corporation in Denmark. My background is mainly from the digital, so radio is quite new to me, so I can bring a lot home to our editorial in regards of how to do great radio. One of the things that I really caught on to was making the radio studio into a TV studio. And that is something that we really have took on to our editorial and also been producing some quite successful videos on that note.
Angelika Vetter-Wagner. I'm from Germany, from Bayerischer Rundfunk in Munich. It's very good to know the colleagues. If you have a question regarding football games, commentary positions, then you know whom you can address to. And also to see what kind of problems everybody is facing. And it's a big relief to see that everybody is facing the same problems.
My name is Gary Moran. producer in charge of RTE Radio Sport. It's very easy to get caught up in your day-to-day, week-to-week work. So you come over here, you get a few insights into what other stations are doing, whether it be technical, style-wise, new platforms. Well, we can bring a little bit of that back and maybe serve our license fee payers and listeners better than we do.
Hello, I'm Bruno, RMC producer. I understand that the problem is the same for all of us. All the countries, all the radio in the Europe.
My name is Ilaria Di Luzio. I work for RAI International Production. I think it's to talk about what the others are doing, to get new ideas, to exchange best practices, learning about new tools, new instruments, new strategies.
Frédéric Salvel, social editor for RTBF.
Sixto Grignard from RTBF and sport production. I think it's to share experience, to share problems, to share way of work and solve issue.
When you meet somebody in a plenary meeting, you are sure that when you send in an email, he will respond quickly.
My name is Lovar Komagdic from Croatian National Radio. I'm the member of the group from 2013, and I've heard so many interesting things. A lot of interesting people, very friendly, very good. I don't like persons with big ego. And here, everyone is the same.
Hello, my name is Petra Kana. I work at the ORF. This is the Austrian radio. It's very important to hear about the problems and the successes of the other members. Maybe some technical solutions for our transmission problems. I'm not sure. Maybe I have the better solutions than my colleagues. I have to think about it when I fly home.
I'm Peter Latjes from NOS Radio Holland. What I like is the stories about the new things, the initiatives who people make in different countries. One of the useful is the presentation of Swedish radio to make the videos more addicted to the big crowd. And what they did, it's, well, excellent.
Attracting audiences to our programming has been a key topic of these meetings. And these days, many of us are sharing our best audio moments as short video clips on social media.
Well, the problem when it comes to social media is to get people to turn on the sound.
Swedish Radio conducted 6 months of research to find the best way to engage audiences. Here's Marcus Boger again.
Bella and Paloma have been working about this with different kind of ideas and different kind of looks and different kind of tests. They showed different results, and hopefully we'll have a new idea of success.
And here's Glenn Killane from the EBU.
We can learn a lot across the EBU from what's happening in radio sport across our entire membership. I see a really committed and dedicated group of people who really want to do the best on behalf of their audiences, but also working together to try and achieve greater things. And that's really what the EBU is about, bringing ourselves together because we're stronger together in order to deliver on behalf of the European public.
My name is František Kuna, and I'm working as a sport reporter in the Czech radio. And I came here because to introduce not myself, but our new project for the blind people at the stadiums. For example, at Friday was the European qualifiers game, Czech versus England, and we had two guys commentate for the Czech radio and two other guys just for the blind people. And for your imagination, the blind people came to the stadium, have a headphones and a special commentary from the guys who is in the crowd. It's a little bit similar as a radio commentary, but the blind people want to know if the football player have a tattoo, the color of hair. Mainly it's they want to know, for example, they're sitting in the corner. And if you say them, I don't know, Wayne Rooney is 10 meters away from you, so that's the best feeling for them.
Hi, I'm Carolina. I'm working for the Austrian Public Television, ORF, here at the Radio Plenary. I'm going to present in the Proud to Share session. I had the honor of doing a scroll ATEL, so basically a swipeable website, which is not Tinder, but actually tells you about radio and the coverage of the Women's World Cup. We picked up a few social media posts which feature audio, and I will be hopefully talking about the themes that I picked up witnessing all this kind of social stuff.
Hello, my name is Philippe, and I create content for the online channels of Antena 1, the public radio in Portugal. I present the visual radio contents. We use two softwares, so we use the OBS, the Open Broadcast software, and the VMix, another software, but you need to pay for have it. And we cover the World Cup, we cover the Rally Championship, and another games.
Turning radio shows into visualized productions can be an expensive process. And that presentation from Felipe from RTP showed that you don't need huge budgets. Just a curiosity that drives experimentation and innovation. At VRT, we have a department that looks after just that kind of thing. Sarah Heroms came along to the meeting to talk about her work with the VRT Sandbox.
So I was invited to explain who we are, what we're doing, and what different type of innovation mechanisms exist, so that we can help out others in being creative and working on new solutions and helping them forward. What is most important for me, I'm really a networker, is just hearing from people what their challenges are, what they are working on, you know, what they are doing and what could be improved. So it's a bit networking, learning, and just also being inspired and trying to inspire others as well. And we also brought very interesting startups with us who explained their new tools and how they can help reduce costs and working remotely and etc. But they know better than I do.
I'm Tommy Ferraz. I'm one of the founders of VoiceUp. We help radio stations evaluate content daily, and we do it through data analysis. For example, when you like a song, you raise the volume. But something more specifically about this event, for example, this session with EBU, when we decided to do the pilot with VRT Sandbox, one of the factors, if not the main factor, was that we were going to work with a public organization that was actually perceived as one of the most innovative in Europe, and we expected that to open the door for us. And yeah, I'm glad that that's actually happening. And yeah, it's a very nice way of getting in touch with public organizations in Europe.
I would say that there are three key topics of conversation that take place at these meetings. One is around innovation, as we've just discussed. And the other two focus on our biggest challenges, sports rights and audio over IP. Let's tackle rights first. Here's Lars Nielsen from Danish Radio.
We have quite a huge issue regarding the radio rights of sports. And there I think it's quite important to stand firm to each other, not doing individual negotiations in order to keep the prices of radio rights down. We won't go doing any bargains on our own. We need our common cooperation to make good deals with the radio rights.
And here's Glenn Killane from the EBU again.
I really want to put radio at the heart of what we do and as a key part of our story and the narrative for our membership. So when we sit down to discuss Olympic rights or Paralympic rights or World Cups or whatever rights we're talking about, that radio are at the table because they're a very, very important and powerful part of our story.
Hello, my name is Markus Tepper. I am from Germany. I'm the sports coordinator for ARD German Radio, and I'm based in beautiful Cologne. I think it's essential for our business that you always talk about rights. This was the case 10, 20 years ago, and this will be the case over the next years and perhaps decades. What my feeling is that you have new players on the market. Everybody is talking about the golden age of audio. That means you have also new audio players coming from the telcos or coming from the high-tech industry. What will be interesting to see is how the entities who own the rights, so the federations or the agencies, will tackle this. Because my feeling is, right contracts are made with a long, long time approach. But on the other hand, you have an industry and technical progress which is faster than those contracts are. So talking about rights doesn't mean only to talk about money. You have to talk about flexibility. How can we integrate technical progress into those contracts?
Marcus has been a valued part of the Radio Sport Group for the last 10 years, campaigning on sports rights and audio over IP as the previous chair of the group.
Speaking technically, when I joined the group, the big question was, what is the what comes after ISDN, which was our main way of broadcasting, outside broadcasting from big and smaller sport events. Funny and sad in the same way is that we are still talking about the answer of this question. We now have audio over IP, but we have a lot of issues to discuss because it doesn't work. And there's a direct connection to the other big topic about the last 10 years, talking about costs. We are all facing cost cuts. So the times where we send a reporter and an engineer, technician, to a big sport event is over. Today, the reporter is on his own. He has his laptop and his small box, codec box, and he has to be also his own technician. So it is essential that he knows how to use his equipment and how to broadcast his commentary.
Here's Gary from RTE and Petra from ORF, both reflecting on the same issues.
There's a move away from the traditional way we would have connected for commentaries, and commentaries are still the big box office thing. ISDN was the technology since I came into the industry over 20 years ago, and now it's moving away to broadcasting over the internet. It's like a move from traditional landline phones to mobile phones of 25 years ago or whatever. There's now a big sea change to do the broadcasting over the internet, and to pick up a little bit of savvy knowledge on that has been beneficial to us.
The best solution perfectly working is a DSL. So if we book an IP line via telecom, but the biggest problem is that we cannot get any information about the costs in advance. So we cannot work like that. And our radio colleagues travel with a hand luggage full of codecs of all sorts, like ProDis, the old ISDN codec for a backup, Lucy on the laptop, and they even take a box with two SIM cards from the telecom with them. The Wi-Fi in the stadiums works sometimes and sometimes not. Or maybe our codec is the problem. This is the situation at the moment.
After a number of high-profile problems at big sporting events, our radio sport community achieved two big successes. We created an audio over IP booking standard, a single-page checklist of what we need from IP circuits at sports events. And we also campaigned for the appointment of an audio engineering expert to oversee the sporting events managed by Eurovision.
I'm Etienne Desroseaux. I'm broadcast engineer at Eurovision since 6 months, and I'm in charge of all audio and audio over IP related topics. I'm hearing about audio over IP trouble since a lot of years. The problem is just huge because there is different kind of issues, network issues, technology issues, user issues. But always the only thing is preparation, because technology is here. Radios are used to play and to use these kind of devices. So the problem is not them. The problem is not the technology. The problem is the network configuration. The problem is the organization and how they must understand and anticipate these kind of things.
Audio over IP, sports rights, innovation, the future of public service media. These are big topics, and I feel privileged to be helping to lead the discussions in the Radio Sport community. And just a brief message of thanks to our Radio Sport representative in the EBU, Christophe Pasquier. These meetings are the product of his relentless hard work and enthusiasm. And I'll speak for the entire community in thanking him for his work to unite us and to ensure that our voice is heard. Thank you, Christophe. If you're listening to this and you're involved in radio sports for any EBU member, our annual meeting is open to you. I'll leave the last words to Marcus from Swedish Radio, Ilaria from RAI, Marcus from ARD, Pam from the BBC, and finally to Glenn Killane from the EBU.
I would say come to these meetings, because not only you're getting knowledge and ideas, you also build relations that could be very important when you're out in the field. Maybe you have some problems. Oh, I met this guy at the meeting and maybe he could help us.
You'll get to know
your colleagues in different organizations, people doing your same job. You could learn a lot, and you'll get to know people you might be asking things to in the future, and have lots of fun also with your colleagues.
Come and see, come and listen, come take the opportunity to discuss, to ask questions. You have a wonderful sports radio community, which is very powerful, very small, but very, very easy to handle, easy to communicate. So it helps you a lot in your daily business work.
I would say to anybody that works within radio sport or even digital, if you want to just come and listen, that you're not alone in the world with your problems at events or your budgets. There'll be somebody in the room at some stage that's going to say something that perhaps you're too scared to ask or thinking the same thing, and everything will feel better afterwards.
Look, even if you feel reluctant to come, try it out. I think you'll be surprised, and you'll be pleasantly surprised about how positive a group it is and what a great experience it is for everybody.